Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom, shenbet salam, bishalach, belekakagizei, when he let go here for this Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong here on the Rastafari After the Shabbat podcast here, the Saturday Night Live right here, here. We have the RSS, Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong here, the 16th, named Bishalach. Often translated as when he let go, Bishalach, Shalach in the Hebrew, Shalach means to send. When he sent forth, when he let go, when he sent forth, Bishalach. In the world of Amharic, from the Metzah Kedush, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Kedamawi, Had Selassie, we have Belekakagizei, when he let go, when he released, when he let go. Bishalach, when he sent forward, when he let go. So here. Picking up with the heart of what ones might refer to as the Judaic, Hebraic, the Israelitish, we could say the faith, the heart of the faith right here. We have it even right here in this Torah reading and feeding with the theme, Habarim, of the Exodus princes, right? Princes shall come out of what? Yeah, Egypt, Ethiopia, stretch off our hands, yeah, to Elohim, to Exiavi here. So here. Picking up right here with this 16th Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong. Picking up Exodus chapter 13, verse 17 to chapter 17, verse 16. The first of the three readings, the trinity of readings, first from the Torah. Then we have the prophets, also known as the Haftarah. The Haftarah, the prophets reading. We have the Judges chapter 4, verses 4 to chapter 5, verse 31. And in the New Covenant reading, the Brit Chadasha, known as Aris Kidan, and also the Brit, the Covenant Chadasha, the Hadish, the Adis Kidan. New Covenant reading, we have John, Gospel according to Yohanan, right? Johannes, we have John chapter 6, verse 15 to verse 71. And 1 Corinthians chapter 10, focus verses 1 to 5. So here, we pick up in the epicenter of the Exodus. So much elsewhere, even today, the psalm, another note that we have to just note right here. We have the Psalms according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Israelites of Ethiopia, the ancient Judaic, we can say the Judeo-Christian faith, getting to Sinai roots. We have the Psalms, the daily Psalms. And then we have the Psalms of the Shavuah, also the Heal Up, Raz, Othniel, and also the other Chabarim, but particularly and specifically Raz, Othniel, who has gone through for more than, I think, a whole Shana or two or so, you know, with preparing, you know, the Psalms from the first day, known as Sunday nowadays, the Ehud, the first day, the Yom HaRishon, the Ehud, to the Sabbath day with the Psalms for the Shavuah, to remind the brothers and sisters and brothers in the Davidic, because Davidic worship according to the royal order. Then in the Midrash, where we go through the studies of the Psalms. Now, there's an ancient, you could say, recording of the ancient reasoning of, we could say, the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, like when the Rashis, even now when we reason, the elders from ancient times. And the way that it was recorded at the particular time that was recorded in the Midrash, many wonder, well, when was it done? In other words, like this, there's a Psalms that are chanted regularly, right, in certain seasons. So there is like an artifact, you know, ancient manuscripts. When these ancient manuscripts, the Midrash, the studies were recorded, they correspond with the sabbatical studies from the time of Ezra, Nehemiah, after the restoration, after the return of the exiles, a small remnant, should we say, like Rishashimani, Ethiopia, a small remnant returned from Babylon to the land to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, the temple, also the liberty, right, of the Yehudi, of the Jews, even we, the black Jews, the Judeans that returned. And this tribe of sabbatical study kind of came into more fuller effect because many ones and ones lived far from Jerusalem and far from centers of, you say, Torah studies and scholarship. So as the returned exiles reasoned among themselves, they said, well, why was it that we ended up, you know, in Babylon, the southern kingdom? Because remember, this is after the 10 tribes. So what we have the 10 tribes going into, you could say, captivity and not returning, but the tribe of Judah, Yehuda, after that, after the 10 tribes going into Babylon, the Babylonian captivity, and a remnant returning with Ezra and Nehemiah. And this tribe of the Torah readings and feedings, they rise up from such a time, from the time of Ezra and Nehemiah that you have also in the scriptures, can go into Ezra and Nehemiah. Because the people, John people, and the mind them, they said, well, John is right and righteous. What he does is just. So we must have done something. What did we do? And so in looking over the words of the prophet and reflecting on the words of the prophets while they were in captivity, before they were in captivity, they started to look at their liberty, what they did and what they didn't do. In fact, one of the reasons that's mentioned in the scripture for the Yehudi, for the Judeans, the Judahites, even we, the black Jews, going into Babylon, was because the land did not observe and did not keep her Sabbath. In other words, the land was not allowed, she was not allowed to keep her Sabbath because of the irregular and the non-Torah observant liberty of the Israelites. And it's even pointed out, I think, in the prophet Jeremiah, as one of the particular reasons for the Yehudi, for the Judahites going into the Babylonian captivity. So as the people returned, they sought ways and means to strengthen their liberty, the holy liberty, the covenant-keeping liberty. And one of those was in establishing in every community where there might be like a village, a walled town, an unwalled town, a village over here, a village over there. And wherever there was, say, 100, a couple of hundred people, at least 10 men, 10 of the mandem, should devote themselves to the observation of Torah, should become learned in the Torah and be as the Levites and as the priests, be as go-to people for the rest of the people, and the people would come together, you know, after the Sabbath, you know, and on holy days if they could not, or if journey to Jerusalem was too far away. So this would help to keep and strengthen the liberty on a regular basis. So here's what we refer to, like, you know, in the later traditions, you know, what they call the synagogue. Now, the word synagogue actually is found in one of the Psalms, and the Psalms, it says that how they had set fire to the synagogues, but the Hebrew word that's used there is moed. Moed is one of the words that's used elsewhere, for example, the tent of meeting. The tent of meeting, the ohel, moed, if we emphasize it. The ohel moed, right? The ohel moed, right? And the moedim. The moedim are the feasts, the festivals, but the word comes down to like a meeting, a set place, a set time, a set occasion. So it can refer to the place of meeting. It can refer to the particular reason for the meeting, right, as we have the tent of the meeting. So when John people would come to meet with their source, their power, they would come to the tabernacle. And then after the temple was set up in Jerusalem amongst one of the tribes, right, we say the tribe of Judah, well, actually was set up amongst on the land that was given to Benjamin. Jamin. So thus, even today, when we say of the revelation of Rastafari, we say that Jamaica, right, or the Benjamites, Jamaica plays a very important role, even as the temple was established on land that was given to Benjamin. So actually, the temple of Jerusalem, the holy place, was established on Benjamin, little Benjamin's land, but Benjamin's land was in the territory and was incorporated into the territory of Yehuda, of Judah. So it gives us something to reason on and to see why Babylon and Babylonian cohorts, those who go along with Babylon that try to divide and conquer, you know, whether they say, you know, blacks in the Americas, the Caribbean, Yankee, Yardie, all these divisions, because as we come together in the light of His Majesty Rastafari, we can even see better the prophecy from ancient days and ancient times. So anyway, the temple was on Benjamin's land, and Judah, Yehuda, the larger tribe, incorporated and became a portion. Thus, we get in the latter days, we get even with Paul. Paul says that he's a Jew. Now, Jew, Yehudi, has a twofold meaning, especially when we come to the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament time. We have Yehudi in the sense of one who is of the tribe of Judah, Yehuda. And then we have Yehudi as far as the keepers, right, like the last of the Jedi, the keepers of the faith. So the Judahites, the Yehudi, the Judahites became, we could say, the keepers of the faith, almost like the last tribe standing. And in the tribe of Judah, of course, we have Simeon. Simeon became incorporated in the tribe of Judah. Then we also have Benjamin, also being incorporated in the tribe of Judah. Of course, the territory being the temple and Jerusalem territory, there were Levites. And there were some scattered remains of other, you know, remnants of other tribes. But the main two tribes that we get coming down to the first century time, in the time of Yeshua HaMoshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, is the tribe of Judah, Yehuda, right, and the tribe of Benjamin. This is why Paul says that he is a Jew, right? He's saying he's a Jew for a twofold reason. He's actually a Benjamite of a tribe of Benjamin, but because of his Torah observance, from the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, after the return of a small remnant of the Yehudi, of the Jews, even we, the black Jews from the Babylonian exile, right? He was one of those who had observed the, we could say, the remnant teaching. So Judah, this is why when we look at the prophecy of Judah, when it says Judah, right, to Judah, the brethren, right, the brethren will return to Judah. You remember the prophecy that both we have the blessing of Jacob, the father, and then we also have the blessing of Moses, of Moshe. We could say the deliverer, the lawgiver. What does it say concerning the blessing, the deathbed? We could say blessing of Yaakov to his sons concerning Judah. Judah, Yehuda, is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion. And as an old lion, actually in the Hebrew, this should be lioness, yes, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and to him shall the gathering of the people be. So here we have it where it says Judah, right, in verse 8, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thus, name Yehuda does not mean Jah praise. It means praised. He is praiseworthy, Yehuda, one who's praiseworthy. Today, in today's language, we would call like celebrity. A celebrity is one who is like praised, the context of the meaning of a name. Yehuda, Yehuda, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. So the connection of the tribe of Yehuda and also the face. Yeshua HaMoshiach, he says, the Samaritan woman, he says, because Samaritan woman, she's a Samaritan. Do you know who the Samaritans are? And I'm going over this just briefly here because as we get into the studies, we might zoom in and highlight certain things, but as we understand the parts, you know, the connective parts, we can see how the whole holistically goes and comes together. So here we have Psalm 136. right? And Psalm 136 is a very interesting psalm. We're going to ride up with the Midrash, look over the Midrash as we get into this 16th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, which has the heart of the Exodus and also the heart of the testimony and the witness to the children of Israel. Much in the, we can say, the faith of Israelites refer to this particular event horizon that we have here. We have the daily psalms according to the royal order, and we find that in different seasons and different times, because the Torah readings and feedings is based on the what's called the lunar solar calendar, right? And the daily psalms is based more on the solar lunar calendar. It's interesting to see how the two wheels and the wheels align. So, for example, next Shavuot, when we come across the 16th sabbatical or whichever sabbatical study for the strong for that Shavuot, for that 7 days, there'll be sometimes a different set of psalms. In other words, it might be a week earlier, a week later, you know, because the difference can be at least up to 11 to maybe between the solar and the lunar calendar, sometime 11 to maybe 20-something days difference. But we find it right here, almost a perfect alignment in the Psalms for this past 7 days and this particular Torah portion. And if we recall correctly, because forgive my brothers and sisters, I say this because we've encouraged the disciples to take good notes. And over the past several, you could say, shanas and years, we have like about maybe 20 or more composition copybooks, where from Torah reading and feeding, we would take notes, the notes that we come across, interesting things, whatever, whether it's big or small, as we reason for our brethren or others, or we go through the Torah reading, feeding on the ear, or we reason personally, we'll just take these notes. Even questions about things that we have a question about, we'll write it down in the notes. Sometimes we don't always get a chance to go over the notes. Hopefully, brothers and sisters that have been taking notes or have taken notes in the past, you know, to be consistent is often the challenge. But an interesting thing we observe, and just to share this with one, because maybe you observed it as well, my brothers and sisters, maybe if you have done this, you might have observed this. As you take notes, and if you manage to go through a whole year, if you manage to be consistent, doesn't mean that maybe a Torah reading or feeding was not as copious, like enough. Maybe you only have a few notes because maybe you didn't get a chance to go into it much because other responsibilities. But if you've gone through at least a full year, right, a year or so, right, or the majority of the Torah readings and feedings, and you're able to go through, say, year in and year out for at least 2 to 3 years, roughly the time that Yeshua discipled the disciples. How long did Yeshua disciple the disciples before they graduated? It seems for about 3.5 years. And we find that being consistent and going through year in and year out of the Torah studies in season, out of season, and taking good notes, you'll find that after a while, you'll see the pattern. An interesting pattern will come about that is very hard to explain to those who haven't experienced it. You know what I'm saying? Those things that you experience and others experience, you can almost share. You can share notes. You know, you can share notes about it. And what we're finding is that for maybe about a year or so, sometimes we'll just be like a thought will come to mind, a verse or something like that, and then we'll find that that's coming up in the next Torah reading feeding, or a particular verse will come up, and I'm reasoning for my brethren, and a few of the brethren know, Haverim, Shelly, you know that this has happened, you know, even before, you know, and then the next day, or maybe a day after, that would be the daily psalm. So you begin to find that this pattern, truly, the word is a living, it's a living word, and we seek to encourage the brothers and sisters as best as possible, get a composition, buy a couple of composition notebooks, you know, and start out wherever. If you're starting out right now or the next Shavuot coming up, just start out with some of the basics. Go to the LOJS.org. We have some of the write-up there, you know, and start to take notes. The Torah reading and feeding, for example, the 16th, RSS number 16. This sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we pick up with Exodus, right? We're in Exodus, the second book of Moses, Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. There's a statement in the Royal Amharic, and it's connected with education, and it's found in the Fidel chart. It says, Yemai Sifu Ijoch Ainoru. Yemai Sifu Ijoch Ainoru. Yemai Sifu. They who don't write. Ijoch. Hands. Yemai Sifu Ijoch Ainoru. Don't exist, don't live. Hands that don't write, don't live, don't exist. It's amazing what we can learn ourselves, right, through the power, right, of reading and writing. I just want to encourage the brothers and sisters. Now, what we've noticed is that we've been on, like, automatic pilot, right, I know, for about maybe a year, two or so years. We've been taking notes, but not as thoroughly as before, because many things, once I recognize, oh, this Torah reading feeding is this, and then, you know, something just come to you, right, and helps you to really be able to comprehend what's going on better because of the notes you've already done. So taking notes is like investing in your own education. And sometimes the notes just begin off by copying some of the basics that we have. You know, just writing down even some of the basic notes that we provide, even the LOJS or some of the other documents, because it's amazing that you remember more things. I think it helps with the memory a whole lot. Anyway, to move forward from that, here at the After the Sabbath podcast, the 16th sabbatical study, but we notice that the Torah, the Psalms, and the Midrash is the study on the Torah or the Psalms, but the Torah and the Psalms, the daily Psalms, really lining up, case in point, today's daily Psalm, Psalm 136. So here we pick up Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, with a few of the themes of the Exodus, the pillar of cloud and fire. Exodus chapter 14, the crossing of the Yam Suf. In the Hebrew, the Red Sea is called the Yam Suf. Yam is sea, and Suf is reeds. In the Royal Amharic, the Red Sea is called the Etara Bahir. Etara, Eritrean, Eritrea, Etara Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, right? So the crossing of the Red Sea, the Yam Suf, the Etara Bahir. Chapter 14, we have the pursuers, those who are pursuing, seeking to run down the children of Israel. They're drowned. Chapter 15, we have the song of Moshe, the song of Moses. In chapter 15 at verse 20, we have the song of Miriam, Miriam and the daughters, the woman of Israel, Yasharel, also chant Isis. So we have the song of Moses, chapter 15, come to the 20th verse, and a repeat of the song of Moses, the refrain and the repeat of the chant by the woman being led by Miriam, thus the song of Miriam. In same chapter, chapter 15, we have the scene, right, the episode and the scene of the bitter water, the bitter waters, how were the bitter waters made sweet. Chapter 16, we have the manna, speaking about manna, right, manna, right. When they saw it, they asked man, what, who, what is it, what is he, man, who, therefore the manna, what is it? We regard and refer to Torah reading and feedings, right, the word, you know, and I sabbatical study the manna here for this Shavua. So we have the manna from Shemaim, the manna from heaven, chapter 16. Chapter 17, we have water from the rock, and in chapter, same chapter, at the 8th verse, we have Amalek, the theme of Amalek attacks Yisrael. The attack of Amalek, a descendant of Esau, a descendant of Esau. Also, Amalek is mentioned as one of the first of the nations, one of the first of the nations, a nation state. So Amalek attacks Yisrael and is defeated. In the Haftarah, in the prophet's reading, we have Judges, right? So Judges chapter 4, we have Deborah and Barak, right? Deborah, right? And in chapter 5, we have the song of Deborah, the song of Deborah. Deborah is also a very interesting name. Check out the metaphysics of Deborah. Deborah means bee, like the bee, like you have a bee that make honey. But it's interesting when we look at the root Dabar. Dabar is word. So we have word and also the sense of bee, like the bee that makes honey. So we have the song of Deborah, the song of Deborah. Torah portion commentary right here, Messianic and Davidic dance. We have the Torah portion of reasonment here in this Torah reading and feeding. The manna, one of the manna, the angel's bread here, is on the Messianic and Davidic dance. Thought for this Shavua, how did the Israelites, the sons of Israel, right, the children of Israel, how did they have tambourines? Did they have tambourines? Let's ask that. Because the word that sometimes is translated as tambourines, when we're reading the Ge'ez and the Royal Amharic, the Metzav Kedus, we find the word kabro. Kabro. Kabro is like the thunder bass drum, right? When we say the thunder bass drum in Rastafari, we look at the Ethiopian, the true church and the professing church, the Ethiopian Tewahedo church, the church of he who have the key of great King David, church of Philadelphia, church of brotherly love. We look at the church of his majesty and we can see a living kind of word pick. You see the daughters, right? The woman with the big drums playing and chanting Isis. Right, those big drums that we see in the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. Well, that is the drum that's being referred to here. So the question here, as one of the thoughts reasoning for this Shabuah, for this Sabbath, for this seventh, is how did the Israelites have kabro? How did they have thunder bass drums? Bamidbar, in the wilderness, in the desert. The righteous woman. Check the righteous woman of that generation. They were certain, right? They were certain. They had no doubt, Agodi, no doubt about it, right? They were certain that Elohim, the true God, would perform miracles, amazing deeds and things he done did and would do for them, right? So they prepared. It is said from the ancient tribe that the woman, the righteous woman and daughters of Yisrael, that they had prepared the kabro, right? The kabroch, the tambourine, thunder bass drum, the musical instrument, and the mechol, mechola, mecholot. They prepared dances, right? Dances and musical instrument, the thunder bass drums and dances while they were still in Mitzrayim. In Mizraim, right? This is one of the connections right here, Messianic and Davidic. Zooming in on the theme right here, Messianic and Davidic. And here, let's segue right here and just heal up Miriam and the daughters of Yisrael. Mikey, General, tell them about the woman, right? The woman of Yisrael. Yes, sir.
Woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem, the respect I have for you, that no fear will never end. Oh, woman of Israel. Of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem, the respect I have for love is there. Daughter of Jerusalem, the respect I have for you, God knows it will never end. So many afflictions that she bears along the rugged path, but because of the strong faith in God, better is yet to come, O woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem. The respect I have for you, shall not be to never end. O woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem. The respect I have for you, shall not be to never end. No, never end.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her, in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? 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 For her price is far above rubies.
Just a note right here. You hear the woman of Israel, and the Israelite woman is highly praised, especially in the Exodus narratives, Judaically, Hebraically, from a true Israelite, you know, a true blue and we, the black Hebrew Israelite perspective, and even a Judaic perspective, the woman of Israel, and it's just the Israelite woman is highly praised, especially in Exodus, as we just mentioned with Miriam and the tambourines or the drums, more specifically the kabro, the thunder bass drums and the dances, these being prepared even beforehand and also elsewhere throughout the Hebrew Bible. And usually when it's speaking, you know, amiss against amiss, it's usually an exception to the rule. The rule, Judaically, Hebraically, is that woman, right? The woman, and we say womaness and womanhood and femininity, is actually highly respected. Just to note that there's something that doesn't come out in the whitewash, white Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, Gentile, so-called Christianity, even right there with the Proverbs chapter 31 from verse 10 to verse 31. In Orthodox Judaism, you know, this is said at the table where the family gathers together, like the Friday evening, every evening. If you listen to what is being said, right, it is 180-degree opposite of sexism, right, and anti-femaleism and schism that we find even in so-called Christianity, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Christianity, especially in what has come down to us from people who point to a biblical tradition. But in the eyes of the people who originated, we can say in our eyes and studying the scripture, we're coming across this more and more. We just have to note this right here for the brothers and sisters. So yes, there's a lot of so-called sexisms and schisms and religion and religious ideologies. But when we study the script, right, the Hebrew scriptures and the Bible, and even study certain things Judaically, we find the opposite. So here, virtuous woman, big up the virtuous woman. In fact, according to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 to 31 and elsewhere, we are commanded to do so. Remember, Elohim created man, humanity, the human being, in his image, after his likeness, male and female, he created them.
Now, the real man can live without the woman. Die night to death as a woman to her man. Essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Still ever take the power, still the strength. You're my better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. Don't need not to worry, yeah. Woman, to keep my strong. Which is part of your plan. I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day. Yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I, you burn us all, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. As a woman to her man, and she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The father and the light career, your empress Omega. The mother of the forest culture, revises to the king. And his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never caused sin, so listen as I sing. But a woman on the herd, and my joy bell ring, ring, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba, shuba 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 day. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba day. Shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. The real man can't live without someone, you know. A person's gonna ride this one through for the mother that I want, you know. There you go, she went to do, you know.
Now. The real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me alone. With his part of your plan, I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man I burn a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman.
Yes, give thanks. Yes, I give thanks, Warrior King, right there for Virtuous Woman. Very, very important area and often neglected in the scripture. You know, Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to verse 31, and to see that from the ancient times and even in modern Judaism, amongst observant Yehudi and Jews, that this is said. This is said by the mind of the house, and therefore it encourages woman in that full expression even from the beginning. Even when we ask the question, when Elohim, the God powers of the Hebrews, said, let us, and has become like one of us, who was he speaking to? It's interesting to ask this question from so-called Bible believers, Bible readers, and so forth and so on. There's a lot of different answers. Who was Elohim speaking to when he said, let us? Well, according to the scripture, and give thanks, Shlomo, give thanks to Solomon, the good Solomon, for revealing that wisdom, right, that wisdom that was given to him. When Elohim, the God powers of the Hebrews, said, let us make man, and the man has become as one of us. Elohim, the God powers of the Hebrews, who was he speaking to? Wisdom. He was speaking to wisdom. Wisdom, the divine Hebrew feminine, we say feminine principle to bring out the sense in the English, but the divine Hebrew feminine, the mother. How do we know this? Well, Solomon has revealed this, Shlomo HaMelech, the wise man, given that wisdom from Adonijah, Rastafari revealed it to him, both in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, check the Hebrew, study Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, and Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. First word, look at the first word right there. Find that first word in Genesis chapter 1 and 1, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, and then scroll forward to chapter 8. Chapter 8 will reveal who he be, Elohim, the God powers of the Hebrews, was speaking to in the very beginning. He was speaking to wisdom. And how do we know that wisdom knows? Right, because the man has become as one of us to know, right, good and evil. Well, does wisdom know good and evil? Well, yes, she does. Read and study the manual for the disciples from ancient times to even these days and times. That's Proverbs. Get wisdom. Yes, sir, of all you're getting. Yeah, get Bina, understanding.
Understanding.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
And here for the Sabbath time, Shabbat time, right here, Senbet Salam, Shabbat Shalom, here for the After Sabbath podcast.
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra Bekokoboch Samayin Asget Kohulum Tahayin Asaye Meskel Abra Bekokoboch Samayin Asget. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
First words right there, was said on the Sabbath day. From the liturgy of His Divine Majesty, stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Yes, 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 star. Yeah, stars. Interesting that in the scripts, the children, the righteous children, are likened to the stars. You know, even the stars of heaven, that likeness right there. Now, let's ride up right here, usually for the Sabbath, right? The Sabbath, we have Psalm 92 is the Sabbath, right? The psalm for the Sabbath day. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 136. And the connection right here with today's daily psalm in the Midrash, it actually zooms in on this 16th sabbatical study. So there's actually a perfect alignment. So what this tells us is that when the Midrash was done by the ancient sages, the reasoning that was going on back then, that this Torah reading and feeding no doubt was in alignment, because usually the Psalms and Haftarah, the prophets reading and the New Testament reading, brings out themes that are found in the groundation and direction, instruction, glory of His Majesty, and the B-I-B-L-E.
Your guiding star is running in the sky. Your guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, you can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Amen, amen. So here's Psalm 92, the Sabbath, Psalm appointed for the Sabbath day, both according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and also in latter-day and modern-day Judaism. They follow this ancient, right, this ancient precept, Psalm 92. So I'd like to share this right here, because one of the Chaburim, also Psalm 92 had come to mind, and we was reasoning briefly, and I reminded that, you know, that's the Psalm for the Sabbath day. And now I'm looking at the board, and I have this one midrash. It's actually just on the first section of the study of Psalm 92, and it's regarding the significance of the Sabbath day. In fact, the Sabbath is the first of the feast, the first of the festival, and it's the only really kind of feast and festival that we have, especially in the out season, when we're outside of those 7 months, the 7 moons that begin roughly around the April-May time, you know, the beginning of months and moons, churchical, the Hebrew churchical year, ecclesiastical year. Now we're in the winter moons time. We're out of season. We don't have the seven feasts, seven festivals that begin with Passover and fulfill with tabernacles. But we have Sabbath. So here, a midrash we didn't get to share previously. We'll share right here just in the first section, Psalm 92 and its connection with the Sabbath day.
And here, Midrash, here, on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Beit, here, Psalm 92, a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah, Tzedek, a Midrash, a psalm. A song for the Sabbath day. Mizmor Shir Li Yom HaShabbat. A psalm. Mizmor, a chant. Isis. Mizmor Shir, a song. Shir, a song. Li Yom, for the day. HaShabbat. Li Yom HaShabbat. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. A psalm, a chant, Isis, a song for the Sabbath day. Rav Yitzchak, Isaac asked, in the verse, even a verse from Shemot, from Exodus chapter 16, verse 29, in the verse, see, for that the Lord have given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Hear, Shema Yisrael, Shemuli. Rav Yitzhak had asked that in the verse, even the verse from Shemot, from Exodus chapter 16, verse 29, where it reads, see, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Ru ki Yahuwah natan lachem ha-shabbat alkin hu noten lachem bayom ha-shishi lachem yomayim ha-shvu איש תחתה ועלה יוצא, יצא איש ממקומו ביום השביעי. Hear the full verse. See that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, has given you the Sabbath. Ru ki Yahuwah natana lakem ha-Shabbat. Therefore, al kein, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Al kein, hu notena lachem bayom ha-shishi lachem yomayi. Shavu, shavu, shibu, abide. Shabu, seat up, sat up, seat up. Shabu, abide ye. Abide y'all, Shabu. Abide y'all, every man in his place. Shabu, ish tachtayo, 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 ish tachtav, ish tachtayo, al yetzei, ish mimakomo. Abide y'all, every man in his place. Let, make no man go out. Make no man go out of his place on the seventh day. Al yetzei ish mimakomo bayom ha-shvi'i. Hear the fuller verse. And hear Rav Yitzhak asks, see, in the verse, see, for that Jehovah have given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of two days. Ru, kia Yahuwah natan lachem ha-shabbat al kein, hu notena lachem bayom ha-shishi lechem yomayi. Lechem, bread, yomayi, bread of days, bread for 2 days. So what is implied? What is implied by the word see? Hebraically, re-u, re-u, see y'all, re-u, re-u, see that Jehovah hath given you the Sabbath. Re-u, ki Yahuwah natan lakem ha-shabbat. Rav Jose, answer that Ha Elohim Hailahim, the true good, the true God, the power, the Almighty, that God meant see, Reu, see your Reu, see the pearl, right? See the pearl that I have given you. See, Reu, Reu, see the pearl that I have given you. Everything that has to do with HaShabbat, the Sabbath, is double. Everything that has to do with HaShabbat, with the Sabbath, is double, vis-a-vis Shemot, Exodus. Exodus chapter 16, verse 22, that reads, and it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for each man. Hear, Shemot. Exodus chapter 16, here at verse 22, bringing out the Midrash to study the reasoning here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Adai Beit, Psalm 92, that everything that has to do with HaShabbat, the Sabbath, is double. Here, Shemot, Exodus chapter 16, verse 22. And here, Shemot, here, Exodus 16, here, Hebraically, verse 22. Vayehi, bayom ha-shishi, lakatu lachem, mishne shneyaha, omer la-echad. Vayavu, kol ne-siyeya, ha-edah. Waya gidua le Moshe. Full of verse. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for each one. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moshe, Vayehi, Bayom HaShishia Lakatua Lechem Mishne Shneyaha Omer La Echad. Hear, hear, hear. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, Vayehi Bayom HaShishi, they gathered twice as much bread. Lakdu lechem mishne shnei ha-omer. Two omers. La-echad. For each one. La-echad. The Sabbath offering is double. As is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 28, verse 9. And on the Sabbath day, two he-lambs of the first year and two-tenth parts of an ephah of fine flour. Here, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 28, verse 9. Uvyom hashabata shneya k'avasim b'nei shana t'mimima ushneya esarima soleta mincha b'lula vashemena v'nisko. Full of verse, and on the Sabbath day, two he-lambs of the first year without blemish, and two-tenths parts of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering mingled with oil and the drink offering thereof. U biyom hashabbat, and on the Sabbath day, u biyom hashabbat, shnei kvasim, two he-lambs, b'nei shana, of the first year, t'mimim, perfect, without blemish, full, complete, t'mimim, u'shnei asarima soleta mincha, and two-tenths parts of an ephah, be'alula, Vashemena venisko, of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, for a mincha, a minka, mincha, a meal offering, mingled with oil and the drink offering thereof. Be'lula vashemen venisko. Vashemen venisko. And the nisko, and the drink offering. Therefore, here, the Shabbat offering is double, as it is said, and on the Sabbath day, two he-lambs of the first year, and two-tenths parts of an ephah of fine flour. Punishment for its profanation is double. Punishment for its profanation is double, even as Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 14, reads, as is said, everyone that profaneth it shall be dying, everyone that profaneth it shall in dying be put to death. Ushmartem et ha-shabata kia kodesh hiya lachem mechalelaha mota yumat kia kolaha osevaha mealacha mealacha ve nikaretaha hanefesha hahiya miak reva a meha. Here the fuller verse, y'all shall keep the Sabbath therefore. For it is holy, set apart to you, to y'all. Everyone that profaneth it, that profaneth her, shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Here, translation full of verse. Uashmartem et ha-shabbat ki ha-kodesh hi lachem mi-chaleleha mot yumat. Ye y'all shall keep the Sabbath, therefore. Uashmartem et ha-shabbat ki for kodesh hi. For she is set apart, for she is holy. Ki for Kodesh, set apart, holy. He, she. Ki Kodesh, he. Lachem. To you all. Lachem. Mi chaleleha. Everyone that profaneth it, or mi chaleha, that profaneth her, mi chaleha, mot you mat, shall surely be put to death. Hear from the Midrash bringing out of this verse concerning punishment for the Shabbat profaning the Sabbath is double. From Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 14, everyone that profaneth it, that profaneth her, the Shabbat, shall in dying be put to death. Mi chaleleha. Everyone, all that profaneth her, mi'chaleha mot yumat. Here, often translated as, shall surely be put to death, mot yumat. But also Hebraically, this can be translated, bringing out the Hebrew sense as, shall in dying be put to death, mot you mat. Here, punishment also is double for the profaning of the Sabbath. Ushmartem et ha-shabbat ki ha-kodesh hi lachem. Me chaleha mot yumat, ki kol ha ose baha, me alaka we nikareta ha nefesh hahi mikareb ameha. Fuller part of the verse here where it says, for whosoever doeth any work, therein, any occupational labor, any work therein. Ki kol ha ose. All who do. Vaha, baha, bah. In her. Me lakha. Any work, occupational labor. Me lakha. Occupational labor. When nikreta shall be cut off, ha nefesh, the soul, the psyche, she shall be cut off. Mikareb, from being near, from being amongst, ameha, her people. And as punishment for the profaning, HaShabbat is double, reward for honoring HaShabbat is double. As is said even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 to 14, if thou call the Sabbath a delight and honor it, then I will cause thee, the eye, to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I will feed thee, the eye, with the heritage of Jacob, thy father. And here, Ishayahu. Im tashiva miyashabata raglecha esota chafatzecha biyoma kadishi vikarata la shabata onega likdosha yahua mikuvada vikivadtoa maya esota de rakecha mimatzo chafatzecha Ve davera davara aza tita anaga al Yahua ve hirkavaticha ala bamote aretza ve hakaleticha nachlata Yaakoba avika ki bi Yahua diber. Full of verses right here from Ishayahu, Isaiah chapter 58. Verse 13, if thou turn away thy foot because of the Sabbath from pursuing thy business on my holy, my Isle of Day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy, the Isle of Yahuwah, Jehovah, honorable, and shall honor it, not doing thy wanted ways, nor pursuing thy business, nor speaking thereof, then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahuwah and Jehovah, and I will make thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I will feed thee, the eye, with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of Yahuwah Jehovah hath spoken it. Im tashiba miya shabata raglecha esota chafatzecha biyom kadishi wikarata la shabbat oneg likdosha Yahuwah mikubad wikibad toa me esota de rakecha mimtso chafatzecha We dabir dabar. If thou turn away thy foot because of the Sabbath, im tashiv miya shabbat raglecha, from pursuing thy business on my holy, my Isle of Day, esota chafatzecha biyom kadishi, and call the Sabbath a delight. We karata la shabbat oneg. And the holy, the Isle of Yahuwah, honorable, likdosh Yahuwah mikubad, nor, and shall honor it, and shall honor it, not doing thy wanted ways, we ki badto me esota derakeka, nor pursuing thy business, nor speaking thereof, mimso chefezeka we dabir dabar. As tita anaga al Yahuwah we hirkavetika ala ba mote aretz we hakaletika nachlata Yaakov abika ki pi Yahuwah diber. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahuwah, Yahuwah Jehovah, as tita anag al Yahuwah, and I will make thee to ride up on the high places of the earth, wihirkabatika al bamote aretz, and I will feed thee with the heritage of Yaakov, heritage of Jacob thy father, with ha akal tika nachalat Yaakov avika, for the mouth of Yahuwah have spoken it, ki pi Yahuwah diber. admonitions concerning it, concerning HaShabbat, admonitions concerning HaShabbat are double. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat li'adsho. Remember the Sabbath day. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat. To keep it holy. Li'adsho. Li'adsho. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat li'adsho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And again, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12, observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, set apart. Shamor et yom HaShabbat li'kadsho. Observe, shamor, guard, hedge about. Observe, shamor. Shamor et yom, the day, et yom HaShabbat, the yom HaShabbat, the day of the Sabbath day, yom HaShabbat, li'kadsho, to keep it holy, to keep it set apart, li'kadsho. Shamor et yom HaShabbat, li'kadsho. The Shabbat, the Sabbath psalm, is also double. The Sabbath psalm is also double. For it is said, even here, 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 in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Beit, Tzadai Beit, in Psalm 92, a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. Mizmor, a chant, Isis, a chant. Mizmor, a psalm. Mizmor, a chant, a Isis. Mizmor, and shir, a song, a shir, a song, double. Mizmor, shir, leyom HaShabbat, for the day of the Sabbath, leyom HaShabbat. For the Sabbath day. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. Sendet Salam. Here, here. Segue to today's daily Psalm 136.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever paid for. Ever sure. Ever living, ever paid for. Ever sure. Ever living, ever paid for. Ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from that country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from that country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from that country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, don't.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest mark 11 day a wop. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. One to the 40 acre and jackass.
Holiday, I pray from separation. days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days.
Today's daily song, we have song time according to the Lord.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. 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 Forever.
מזמור קל"ו, הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. הודו לאלוהי האלוהים, כי לעולם חסדו. הודו לאדוני האדונים, כי לעולם חסדו. לעושה נפלאות גדלות לבדו, כי לעולם חסדו. לעושה השמיים בתמונה, כי לעולם חסדו. לרוקע הארץ על המים, כי לעולם חסדו. לעושה אורים גדולים, כי לעולם חסדו. את השמש לממשלת ביום, כי לעולם חסדו. את הירח וכוכבים לממשלות בלילה, כי לעולם חסדו. למכה מצרים בבחוריהם, כי לעולם חסדו. ויוצא ישראל מתוכם, כי לעולם חסדו. ביד חזקה ובזרוע נטויה, כי לעולם חסדו. לגוזר ים סוף לגזרים, כי לעולם חסדו. והעביר ישראל בתוכו, כי לעולם חסדו. וניער פרעו וחילו וים סוף, כי לעולם חסדו. למוליך עמו במדבר, כי לעולם חסדו. למכה מלכים גדולים, כי לעולם חסדו. ויהרוג מלכים אדירים, כי לעולם חסדו. לסיחון מלך האמורי, כי לעולם חסדו, ולעוג מלך הבשן, כי לעולם חסדו. ונתן ארצם לנחלה, כי לעולם חסדו. נחלה לישראל עבדו, כי לעולם חסדו. שבשפלנו זכר לנו, כי לעולם חסדו. ויפרקנו מצרנו, כי לעולם חסדו. נותן לחם לכל בשר, כי לעולם חסדו. הודו לאל השמיים, כי לעולם חסדו. חסדו, 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 חסדו.
Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever, forever, forever. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little,
that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord.
Elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see? The English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality,
join your mentality.
Sirach, Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
It is the heart of the Kabbalah. It is the heart of the Kabbalah. We are the
Can you hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow? Or some say, Kof Lamed Vav, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow. Psalm 136, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow, Psalm TXXXVI, often referred to as the great Halal, Halel, the great, the great praise. Can you hear today's daily psalm, known as the Halel HaGadol, the great Halel. So the psalm, today's psalm is more Kof Lamed Wow, in the ancient pointing, Kof Lamed Wow, modern Hebrew, Kof Lamed Vav. Psalm 136 is often called Halel HaGadol, the great Halel, the great Elil, the Elilta, the great Elil, the great praise psalm. So here, in the intro to today's psalm, it refers us to the introduction to Psalm CXII, to Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel Kof Yud Gamel, to Psalm 113, Psalm CXII, the introduction here. And Psalm 113, Mizmor Kof Yod Gamel Kof Yud Gimel, Psalm 113 is deemed praise God or a hallelujah. Praise Yah, He who be, hallelujah, psalm. And here it says that Psalm CXIII to Psalm CXVIII, Psalm 113 to Psalm 118 are named in the Talmud, the ancient teaching. The Talmud, there's many types of teaching, so the ancient teaching, teaching in Hebrew, operative word, Talmud, like the Timharit, the teaching as the Halel, the praise, the Elilta, the Elilta of Mitzrayim, the praise, the Halel of Egypt, because of the mention of the Exodus at the opening of Psalm CXIV, Psalm 114, in contradistinction to the great Halel, the Halel Hallel HaGadol, the great Hallel, that is variously defined as the song of ascent, the song of ascent. You have the ascension psalms that begin with Psalm 120, Psalm CXX, or more commonly, Psalm CXXXVI, Psalm 136. They are included in the Judaic liturgy, the Kaddish, the Kedase, on the new moon, the Rosh Chodesh, the pilgrim festival, the Shalosh Regalim, and the feast of dedication, or the Hanukkah. And there's the Rubik that we have in the Seder, the prayer books as well, that can be referred to. And it says that probably they originated after the return from Babylon by the Black Jews and Babylon, the Black Yehudi, the Judahites, to celebrate, to celebrate that event. So here, 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 in the intro to the hymn of praise, today's psalm is Mor Kof Lamed Wow, Kof Lamed Vav, Kof Lamed Wow, Psalm 136, referring us to the introduction that we just read from Psalm 113. Now, like the previous Mizmor, Psalm, Chant, Isis, Intonation, it is a compilation for liturgical use, for use in the Kaddish, for the use in the Kedase, in the liturgy, lauding, lauding, applauding, praising Ha-Elohim, true good, true God, as the controlling power of nature, of the Netches, the Netches, of Netches, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, and also of Yisrael, Israel, the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty's history, I story. Now, the refrain is a refrain in today's psalm, the Hallel HaGadol. The refrain, or chorus line, as ones would refer to it, was sung by the choir of Hallelujah, the choir of the Levites, and for the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, of Hasharev. Here, 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 today's psalm, opening first three verses of Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow. Hodu La Yahuwah Ki Tov Le Olam Chasido. Hodu Al Elohei HaElohim Ki Le Olam Chasido. Hodu Al Adonai HaAdonim Ki Le Olam Chasido. Oh, give thanks, y'all. Hodu, hodu, hodu. The imperative, the command, speaking to y'all, you all, to give thanks. Hodu, praise, give thanks. Hodu, hodu. Give tawada, toda, hodu. La Yahuwah, to he who be, who he be. Ki, oh, ki, because. For, because, ki, oh. Ki atawab, ki, oh. For he is good. Hodu, la Yahuwah, ki, oh. And here the refrain, Ki le olam chasido, for his mercy endureth forever, forever. Ki, because, for, Ki le olam, forever, to the world, forever, chasido, chasido, his chesed, chasido, his mercy, his loving kindness, chesed, the root love, loving mercy, chesed, chasido, here, his mercy, his loving kindness, his mercy endure forever. The Hebrew order is for forever his mercy. So in the translations it's somewhat turned around that for his mercy endureth forever, but the Hebrew brings out the word order of for forever his mercy. Ki le olam chasido. So the opening, hodu, oh give thanks y'all, la Yahuwah, to he who be, who he be, ki tov, for he is good, for good. The Hebrew is ki, for, oh, for good. Hodu, la Yahuwah, ki tov. Oh, y'all give thanks to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah, ki tov, for good. Ki le olam chasido, for forever his mercy, his loving kindness. The opening verse here is identical with the opening of Psalm CVI, Psalm 106, Psalm CVII, Psalm 107, and Psalm CXVIII, Psalm 118, Chabarim. So we have the same opening right here. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le olam chasido. Then the bait, the second verse. Hodu, oh give thanks, y'all. Lelohe ha-Elohim. Oh, y'all give thanks. Hodu to the God of gods. The translator translates, L'Elohei to the Elohim, Ha Elohim to the Elohim of Elohim, L'Elohei Ha Elohim to the Elohim of the Holy Trinity, the true Trinity, Ha Elohim Hodu, L'Elohei Ha Elohim, pointing to the Father, Hodu L'Elohei Ha Elohim Ki Le'olam Hasado, for forever to the world without end, for the eternity, Ki Le'olam Hasado, His mercy forever, forever. Then the Gimel, Gamel, the third verse, the Abu Gi, right, the Aleph Beit, the Gimel. Here's the third verse, Hodu L'Adonai Hadonim, give thanks, y'all, L'Adonai. L'Adonai to the Adonai, the Adonai of Ha'Adoni, of the Adoni, of the Adonis, to the Lord of Lords, here referring to Habain, to the Son. So in the first, speaking of the Father, L'Elohei Ha'Elohim, to the Elohim of Elohim, the Elohim of the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, here, Hodu, L'Adonai Ha'Adoni, speaking to the Son and of the Son. Adonai, the Adoni of the Adonim. Why? Ki le'olam, for forever chasado, forever is His mercy, forever is His loving kindness. Now the phrases, L'Elohei ha'Elohim, or Elohei ha'Elohim, the Elohim of Elohim, and Adonai ha'Adonim, the God of gods and Lord of lords. This is taken from Devarim, Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. Some say this may mean nothing more than the supreme. This is to say the supreme Elohim, the supreme Adonai, Adonai, like the phrase heaven of heavens. Heaven of heavens also refers to the highest heavens, or the supreme heaven is the heaven of heavens. The supreme Elohim is the Elohei ha'Elohim. The supreme Adonai, Adonai is the Adonai ha'Adonim. So here, just a foundation. Opening here of today's psalm, the Hallel HaGadol, the great Hallel, the great praise, the great Elokta, exaltation, praise, giving thanks and praise. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam hasado.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing.
Okay.
Many are called, but few are chosen. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
When I go look back for tears this week, I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, Mr. Soldiers of the Cross.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now. Call in.
When I go look back for tears this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Soldiers of the Cross. I feel you place the left, the wrong, and a deal with the right, with a wrong. No pussy inside here tonight with a gun, our bomb, our sword, our knife, as a sword. When I go look back for tears this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Soldiers of the Cross.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are chosen. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, here, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and for ever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim U'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not too forward and reach a Mount Zion. We're following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekar benu mebo ha-mayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh. Notain ha-torah. Bless Yahweh, the blessed one. Blessed is Yahweh, the blessed one, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Send that here, Shema Yisrael, Gevil Yisrael, here for the Rastafari sabbatical Seder, this Torah portion, reading and feeding, and here for the first Aliyah, for Senbet, the Lekagizeh, in the Royal Amharic, corresponding to Shabbat B'Shalach. Here from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here picking up Exodus chapter 13, here at verse 17, for this 16th Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong. B'shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the one. Vayhi B'Shalach Par'o Et Ha'am V'lo Naham Elohim Derek Eretz Ha'Pelishtim Ki Karov Hu Ki Amar Elohim Tenna Yinachem Ha'am Biarotama Milhamma with Shavu Mitraima. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is a Hebrew Trinity, that Elohim led them not the way of the land of the Philistines, although that's near. For Elohim said, lest peradventure, unless perhaps Ha'am, the people, repent when they see war, and they return to Mitzrayim, they return to Egypt. Vayehi, and it came to pass. Vayehi B'Shalach, and it came to pass when he let go Paro, when Pharaoh let go, et Ha'am, the people. Vayehi B'Shalach Paro et Ha'am, and it came to pass
when Pharaoh, when the great house had let the people go,
people go,
people go,
people go,
people go,
people go.
With lo naham Elohim derecha eretza pelishtim, that Elohim led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. Ki arov hu, although that arov hu, although that was arov, although that was near. Ki amar Elohim, for Elohim said, ki amar Elohim, pena yinachem bi rotam milchama, less peradventure,
adventure,
adventure, less peradventure, the people ha'am repent when they see war, 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 war. Pena yinachem ha'am abirotam milchama,
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 with shahu Mitzrayim, and they return to Mitzrayim, and they return to Egypt. Vishavu Mitzrayim, but Elohim led the people about the way of the wilderness of the Yam Suf, of the Etra Bahir, of the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, and the Bnei Yisrael went up, aliyed up, harnessed out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Vayasev Elohim et ha'am dereka ha-midbar Yam Suf. Vachemushim alu v'nei Yisrael me'eretz ha-Mitzrayim. But Elohim led the people about. Vayasev Elohim et ha'am. But Elohim, the true good, the true God, led the people about. Vayaseb Elohim et ha'am derecha ha-midbara yamsuf,
yamsuf,
yamsuf, yamsuf. But Elohim led ha'am, the people about, by the way of the wilderness, derecha ha-midbara, by the Red Sea, yamsuf, the Sea of Reeds. Vachemushim al b'nei Yisrael me'eretz ha-Mitzrayim. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Yisrael, went up, aliyed up, armed, out of the land of Mitzrayim. Vachemushim al Bnei Yisrael me'eretz ha-Mitzrayim. And Moshe and Moses took the bones of Yosef, of Joseph, with him, for he had straightly sworn the Bnei Yisrael, saying, Elohim, the true good, the true God, will surely visit you, and ye and y'all shall carry up my bones away hence from here with you, with y'all, with y'all, with y'all, with y'all. Vayikach Moshe et ha'atmota Yosefa imo ki hasha be'ah hisha bi'ah et ha'bnei Yisrael lemor pakoda yifkoda Elohim etchem. Ve'ha'elitema et ha'atamotaya mizeh itakem. And Moses took the bones of Joseph, of Yosef, of Ayusef, Yawasaf, with him. Vayikach Moshe et ha'atamota Yosefa imo. For he had straightly sworn the Bnei, the sons, the Bnei, the children of Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
Elohim, Elohim will surely remember you, will surely remember y'all. Pagod, yifkod, Elohim, etakem. And ye and y'all shall carry up, up, up my bones away hence from here with you, with y'all. With ha'elitem et ha'atzmotaya mizeh itakem. Redemption, second item, by power. The second stage of the journey, the second stage of the tribe. Verse 20. And they took their journey from Sukkot and encamped in Etam, in the edge of the Midbar, in the edge of the wilderness. Redemption, second part, by power. The divine presence, the divine presence, perception, divine face and guidance. Verse 21. and Yahweh Shatova went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, before the people. Yahweh holek holek holifanehem yomama be amud amud anan anan la ne hotama ha dereha dereha laila be amud eish le hayira lahem la laketa yomama walaila. And Jehovah went before them, Yahweh holek lifnehem, by day in a pillar of cloud, yomam bi'amud anan, to lead them the way, the way, the way, the way, la nechotam haderek, and by night in a pillar of fire, v'layla bi'amud eish, to give them light, le ha'ir lahem, that they might go by day and by night, la leketa yomama valayla, that they might go by day and by night, la leketa yomama valayla, lo yamisha amuda he anana yomama ve amuda ha'esha laila lifne ha'am. The pillar of cloud by day, 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 and the pillar of fire by night, by night, by night, by night, by night, by night, departed not, departed not, lo yamish, departed not from before the people. Lo yamisha amuda he anana yomama wa amuda haesha laila lifne ha 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 ha. And here Shema Yisrael, here give ear Yisrael, here second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the book of Names called Exodus chapter 14, redemption, second part by power. The third stage of the journey, the third stage of the tra. Why daber Yahweh Moshe Lemor, and Jehovah and Adonai spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, Daber el bnei Israel, Waya shuvu we yachimnu lifnei pi ha chirot. Veina migdolo veina hayama lifnei ba'ala sifon nikacho tachinua ala hayam. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the Bnei, the sons of Yisrael, that they turn and encamp before Pi HaChirot, between Migdol and the sea, over against Ba'ala's Ephon, before it shall y'all encamp by the sea. Daber, speak. Daber il b'nei Yisrael, speak to the sons of children of Yisrael. Daber il b'nei Yisrael, we yashuvu, we yachinu, lifnei pi ha'chirot. Speak to the sons of Yisrael that they turn back. V'yashuvu, v'yashuvu, that they turn back. V'yachinu, and encamp. V'yachinu, and encamp. Lifnei pi ha'chirot, encamp before, in the face, in the presence of pi ha'chirot, pi ha'chirot, pi ha'chirot. Beina migdol ubeina hayam, between migdol and the sea. Bain migdol uvein hayam, between migdol and the sea. Lifne ba'ala zephon, before ba'al zephon, ba'al zephon, over against it shall y'all encamp by the sea. Nikacho Tachinu Ala Hayam. For Pharaoh will say of the Bnei Yisrael, will say of the sons of Yisrael, will say of the children of Yisrael, they entangled in the land. The wilderness Hamidbar has shut them in. Amar Paro Livne Yisrael Devochim Ahem Baaretz of Sagara Elehem Hamidbar. And Paro, Pharaoh will say Vamar Paro. And Pharaoh will say of the children, the sons of Yisrael, we Amar Paro Livne Yisrael Nevochim Ahem Baaretz of Sagara Elehem Hamidbar. They are entangled in the land, and the wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh the great house's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh, upon the great house, Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, that the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, may know that I be he who be who he be. And and I will harden the heart, the live of Pharaoh, of the great house. V'chizakti et alev paro, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart. V'radafa achreihem, and he shall follow after them. V'radaf achreihem, v'hiekavada b'paro, and I will get me honor, and I will get me honor upon Paro. Ve'ikavda b'Faro uvakola chelo, and upon all his hosts. Uvakol chelo, upon all his chayel, his chelo. Uvakol chelo. V'yad'u Mitzrayim ki ani Yehovah, and the Egyptians shall know. V'yad'u Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim shall know. V'yad'u Mitzrayim ki ani Yehovah, that I be Jehovah. V'ya'isu king, and they did so. And it was told the Melech of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, that Ha'am, that the people fled, and the heart of Paro, of Pharaoh, the great house, and of his servants was turned against Ha'am, against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us, from serving us, from serving, 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 serving. Why you got Limelech Mitzrayim, ki barach Ha'am. Vaya hafek levav paro wa evadayo il ha'am vayomru mazota asinu akia shialachanu et Israel me avadenu. And it was told the Melech of Mitzrayim, Vayugada lemeleka Mitzrayim, and it was told the king of Egypt, Vayugada lemeleka Mitzrayim ki varach ha'am, that the people ha'am were fled, ki barach ha'am, vayahafek, and the heart, the heart of Pharaoh, of his servants, Vayahafek levav paro wa evadayo il ha'am, was turned. Vayahafek levav paro wa evadayo il ha'am, awayomru, was turned towards the people, And they said, Wayomru, Ma, Ma, Zot, 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 Zot. What is this? Mahzot Asinu. What is this we have done? Mahzot Asinu. Kia Shilachnu et Yisrael. That we have let Yisrael, Yisrael, go, 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 go. Kia Shilachnu et Yisrael. Me avadenu, go from serving us, from serving Ayanai. And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Mitzrayim of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And Yahuwah and Jehovah hardened the heart of Paro, of Pharaoh, Melech Mitzrayim, king of Mitzrayim. And he pursued after the B'nai Yisrael. And the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the B'nai, the sons of Yisrael, went out with an Vayikach sheisham meota rekeva bachura v'kola rekeva mitzrayim v'shalishi ma'ala kulo vayachaziki Yahuwa et lev paro meleka mitzrayim vayirdofa achreya b'nei Yisrael uv'nei Yisrael yotzaim Yad Rama. And he took 600 chosen chariots. Vayikach sheisha meota rekev bachur. And all the chariots of Mitzrayim. V'kol rekev Mitzrayim. And captains over all of them. With Shalishim Allah Kullo. And Yahuwah Jehovah hardened the heart of Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, king of Egypt. Vayachazik Yahuwah etalev Paro, Melech Mitzrayim. And Jehovah hardened. Vayachazik Yahuwah. And Jehovah encouraged, hardened, strengthened, encouraged the heart of Paro of the great house, Melech Mitzrayim. Vaya chazek Yahuwah et lev Paro, Melech Mitzrayim. Vayirdof achrei b'nei Yisrael, and he pursued after the b'nei Yisrael. Uvnei Yisrael yotzeim b'yad Rama. For the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, went out, Exodus, with a high hand. Uvnei Yisrael yotzeim b'yad Rama. Rama, 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 Rama. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Sheni. Here for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second of offering up. Here for this Shabbat, Shabbat b'shalach. Sabbath in letting go, Sabbath when he let go. Here picking up from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 14. Here at verse 9 for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second of offering up here. Vayerdefu Mitzrayim achreihem vaya sigu otam chonim al hayam kol susa rekeva paro ua fara shal v'chelo al pi hachirota lifnei v'al tzifon tzifon tzifon. But the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, pursued after them all the horses, chariots of Paro and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pi Hahiroth, Pi Hahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And pursued after them the Egyptians pursued. Vayira defu amitraim acharehem, and the Egyptians and Mitzrayim pursued after them. Vayira defu amitraim acharehem. All the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by all the horses and chariots of Paro. And his horsemen and his army. Al pi ha-chirot lifnei Baal Zephon, beside Pi ha-chirot. Al pi ha-chirot lifnei Baal Zephon, in front of Baal Zephon, lifnei Baal Zephon, besides in front of Baal Zephon, Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the Bnei Yisrael lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Mitzrayim marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the Bnei Yisrael cried out, LaYahuwah, cried out to Jah,
over.
And they said to Moshe, because no graves in Mitzrayim, hast thou taken I away to die in the Midbar, to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt us to carry us forth, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Mitzrayim in Egypt, saying, let us alone, leave us alone, that we may serve the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, than that we, that I and I should die in the Midbar, that I and I, that we should die in the wilderness,
the wilderness,
the wilderness,
the wilderness, the wilderness, the wilderness.
O Pharaoh, he kareev, wa yisu'u avnei Yisrael eta ayaneihem, with hine mitraim, no se'a, achreihem, wa yayiyaru amoda, wa yayitza eku avnei Yisrael li
Yehovah.
And when Pharaoh drew near, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, O Pharaoh, he kareev, and Pharaoh drew near, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, lifted up their eyes. O Pharaoh, he kareev, Vayisu'u avnei Yisrael et ayneihem, and behold, the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, were marching after them. Mitzrayim nose'ah achereihem. And they were so afraid. Vayiyareu amod. And they were so afraid. Vayiyareu meod. Vayitza'iku avnei Yisrael li-Yehovah. And the sons and children of Israel cried out, Vayitza'iku avnei Yisrael li-Yehovah, to Jehovah. And they said to Moshe, and they said to Moses, Vayomru ila Moshe, Hemi believe, Mitzrayim, Lamut, Bamidbar, Mazota, Ositalanu lehotsi anu amimitraim. Because there were no graves in Egypt. Hamibli, hamibli, ena kvarim bimitraim. Hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Lekachetanu lamut bamidbar? Wherefore hast thou dealt? What is this? What is this that you have done? Mazota asita lanu. What is this that you have done to us? Mazot asita lanu lehotianu mimitraim. What is this that you have done to us? Bringing us out of Egypt, mimitraim. Mazota asita lanu lehotianu mimitraim. Haloze הדבר אשר דיברנו אליך ומצרים לאמור חדל ממנו לנעבדה את המצרים כי טוב לנו עבר את המצרים מימותנו במדבר. Is not this the word? Is this not the word that we, that I and I spoke to thee in Egypt? Hello ze hadavar asher divarnu eleka v'mitzrayim leimor, saying, let us alone, leave us alone, chadala mimenu, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, chadala mimenu v'navadah et ha-mitzrayim, for it were better, it's good for us to serve the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the Kemites, than that we should die in the Midbar. Ki tov lanu evar et Mitzrayim miyamutenu bamidbar, 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 and Moshe. Redemption, second item by power, Yahuwah, Jehovah's victory over pursuing Mitzrayim, over pursuing Egypt, pursuing Cameron. Verse 13. And Moshe said to the people, fear y'all not, stand still, and see the salvation of Yahuwah of Jehovah, which he will shew to you, to y'all today. For the Mitzrayim, for the Egyptians, the Cameronites, whom y'all have seen today, ye, y'all shall see them again no more, forever. Yahuwah Jehovah shall fight for you, and ye and y'all shall hold your peace. Peace, peace, peace. Vayomer Moshe il ha'am al tirao. And Moses said to the people, al tirao, al tirao, al tirao, fear y'all not, al tirao, hita yatzavu, stand still, hita yatzavu. Hita yatzvu, stand, 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 stand. Al tirao, hita yatzvu, uru'u, et yeshuati Yehovah, asher ya'ise lachem, hayom, ki asher re'item et mitraim hayom, lo tosifu lir'otam od ad olam. And Moses said to Ha'am, Vayomer Moshe Laham, to the people, Al Tirao, Hita Yatzavu, Oru, Et Yeshuata Yehovah, fear y'all not, stand still, and see the salvation of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, Al Tirao, Hita Yatzavu, Uru eti shuati Yehovah, asher ya'ise lachem hayom, that he will work for you today. Asher ya'ise lachem hayom, ki asher ritem et mitraim hayom, For whereas y'all have seen the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the Kemites today, lo tosifu wa lirotam oda ada olam. Y'all shall see them again, no more, forever. Yahuwah, yilachem lakem. V'atem tachrishun. Jehovah will fight for you. Yahuwah, yilachem lakem. Yahuwah, yilachem lakem. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, shall fight for you. V'atem tachrishun. And ye and y'all shall hold your peace. V'atem tachrishun. V'atem tachrishun. And y'all shall hold your peace. 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 Hold your peace.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here, 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 for the Shelishi Aliyah, here for the third Aliyah, third offering, offering up, here for the third reading for this Shabbat, Shabbat de Shalach, Sabbath, when he let go, Shabbat de Shalach, Sabbath in letting go. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 14, here at verse 15 for the Shelishi. For the third Ali, why Yomeri Yahuwah El Moshe, Ma Titzaka Elai, Daver El Bnei Yisrael, with Yisau, and Jehovah said to Moshe, wherefore, why criest thou the I to me, to I? Wherefore criest thou the eye to eye, eye to eye, eye to eye? Speak, 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 speak to the Bnei Yisrael, speak to the children, the sons of Yisrael, that they go forward. Why Yomer Yahuwah El Moshe, Ma Titzaka Elai, Daber El Bnei Yisrael. And Jehovah said to Moses, why Yomeri Yahuwah El Moshe, wherefore, what, ma, titzak, why criest, wherefore, what criest, Elai, now to I, ma titzaka helai, 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 helai. What criest thou to I? Ma titzaka helai. What criest to I? Why criest I to I? Daver, speak. Daver il bnei Yisrael. Speak to the sons of Yisrael. Daver. Illa bnei Yisrael, speak to the children of Yisrael. Ve yisau, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the bnei Yisrael shall go on dry through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Mitzrayim, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Paro, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Mitzrayim, and the Egyptians shall know that Ani Yahweh, that I be Jehovah, when I have gotten me, when I have gotten I honor upon Paro, upon Pharaoh, upon the great house, upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horse,
and upon his horse,
and upon his horse, and upon his horse, and the angel, and the angel of Elohim, Yisra'ah. Malak Ha Elohim, and the angel of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, who went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face, their presence, their perception, and stood behind them. Vayisa'ah Malaka Ha Elohim Ha Holeka Lifneya Machine Yisrael Vayelech Meya Achrehem Vayisa'ah Amuda He Anana Mipanehem Vaya Amuda Meya Achrehem and the Malak. The angel of Elohim went before the camp of Israel.
Israel.
Removed and went behind them. Vayisa'ah Malak Elohim Ha Holek. And the angel, the Malak of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, Malak Ha Elohim, who went to tried it before the camp of Israel, Lifnei Machine Israel, removed, Vayelech Me Achrehem, and went behind them. Vayisa'ah Amud He Anana Mipanehem, and the pillar of cloud, the Amud He Anana, removed from before them and stood behind them. Vaya Emoda Me Achrehem. And it came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael. And it was a cloud and darkness, but it gave light by night, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moshe and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh Jehovah caused the sea to go by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry, and the waters were divided. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Mitzrayim and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea. All Paro, Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, Yahweh Jehovah looked to the host of the Mitzrayim, of the Egyptians, through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Mitzrayim, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Mitzrayim said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for Yahweh Jehovah fighteth for them against the Mitzrayim, for Jehovah fighteth for them against the Egyptians. Anusa Mipne Israel Kihoa Nilhama Lahema Bit Mitzrayim, and he took off their chariot wheel. Vayasara
Eitao, Fana, Marak, Votayo. And he took off the chariot wheels. Wayasareta, Ofana, Marak, Votayo. Waya nahe gehua, Bika de duka. And he took off the chariot wheels and made them to drive heavily. Vaya nahigehu, bika de dut, vayomer mitraim. So, the Egyptian, the mitraim, said, Anusa, mitne Yisrael, let us flee. Let us flee from the face of Yisrael, from the presence, the perception of Yisrael. Anusa mitne Yisrael. Ki hoa nilham lahem be Mitzrayim. For Jehovah fighteth for them against the Mitzrayim. Ki hoa nilham lahem be Mitzrayim.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevi, O Yisrael, hear for the Rabbi, the Ravi, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth offering, hear for this Shabbat B'Shalach, Sabbath when he let go, Sabbath in letting go. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 14 here at verse 26 for the Ravi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, here for this Shabbat B'Shalach. Note, this is the Shalishi L'Sephardim. This is the third Aliyah here, Exodus chapter 14, verse 26, for the Sephardim. Here for the Orthodox, traditional, the Ashkenazi, here we have the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, here for this Shabbat B'Shalach, and here from the Sefer Shemot, the Hebrew Book of the Names, known as Exodus chapter 14, verse 26. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe nitei et hayadika al hayam v'yashuvu hamayim ala Mitzrayim ala rikbo v'ala parashayu. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Mitzrayim, upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe nitei et yadika al hayam v'yashuvu hamayim al Mitzrayim al rikbo v'al parashayu. And Moshe stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, fled against it, and Yahuwah Jehovah overthrew the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, in the midst of the sea. Vayetam Moshe et yado al hamayim vayashav hayam lifnota boker Lech ayatanoa ua Mitzrayima nasima likaratoa waya na era Yahua ela Mitzrayima betoka hayam. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen. All the hosts of Paro, all the hosts of the great house that came into the sea after them, there remained not so much as one of them. Vayashuvu hamayim, vayakasua eta harakev, eta haparashim, lekola chela Paro. Ha bayima acherehema bayam lo nisara bahema ada echad. Here, redemption, second part by power, the fourth stage of the journey. Here, verse 29. But the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, walked upon dry in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Uvene Yisrael halku baya yabsha betoka hayam v'hamayim lahem homa miyaminam ua nisa molam. Thus, like this, Yahuwah, Jehovah saved Yisrael that day out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Yisrael and Israel, Yasharel, man who sees the true good, the true God, saw the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, dead upon the seashore. Vayosha, Yahuwah, and Jehovah saved. Vaya Yosha'a Yahuwah Bayom Ahuwa Eta Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim Vayare Yisrael Eta Mitzrayim Mit Ala Sifata Hayam. And Yisrael, Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, saw that great walk which Yahuwah, which Jehovah did upon the Mitzrayim, upon the Egyptians. And the people feared, reverence, respected Yahuwah, Jehovah, and believed, and amen, Yahuwah, Jehovah, and his servant Moshe, and his servant Moses. Vayare'e Yisrael eta hayada ha'gedola asher asah Yahuwah b'Mitzrayim. Waya yireua ha'ama eta Yahuwah, waya ya'eminu ba'Yahuwah, ua v'Moshe avdo. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael, here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Exodus. Here, picking up Exodus chapter 15, redemption, complete, first item, by blood, Badam. Second item by power, the song of the redeemed. As Yashir Moshe Uvne Yisrael Eta Hashira Hazot La Yahuwah Wayomru Leymor Ashira La Yahuwah Kia Gaoa Gaa Susa Ve'arochvo Rama Vayam. Then sang Moshe and the children, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, this song, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and spake, saying, I will sing La Yahuwah to Jehovah, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. As Yashira Moshe Uvne Yisrael Eta Hashira Hazot La Yahuwah Vayomru Leymor Ashira La Yahuwah Kia Gao Gaah Susa Virokbo Rama Bayam. Yahuwah Jehovah, my strength and song. Yah Jah is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation, and he's become my Yeshua. He, Elohai, Haileai, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's Elohim, and I will exalt him. Ozi, the Zimra, Yah, Yah, Ali, Elishua, Ze, Elia, Ze, Anawehu, Elohe, Avi, Wa, Eromemenahu, Ja, Yah is my strength, Ozi, with Zimrata, Yah, and my Zimrat, my song, my chant. Ozi, with Zimrat, Yah. Why you hear Li Shua, and he has become my Shua. Why you hear Li Shua, the Eli, with Anuehu. This is Eli. This is my El, my true good, my true God. The Eli, with Anuehu. And I will glorify him, the Anavehu, Elohe Abi, my father's Elohim, Elohe Abi, 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 Wa e Romemenhu, Va Romemenhu, and I will exalt him, Elohe Abi, Wa e Romemenhu. And I will exalt him. Yahweh, 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 a man of war,
a man of war,
a man of war. Yahweh, 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 Shemo, his name. Yahweh, Isha Milachama, Yahweh, Shemo,
Shemo,
Shemo, Jehovah is a man of war. Yahweh, Ish Milachama, Yahweh, Jehovah, his name. Yahweh, Shemo. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Yam Suf, in the Etra Bahir, in the Red Sea, in the Eritrean Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, in the greatness of thy majesty, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Aye, thou sentest forth thy wrath, consume them as stubble, and with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered together, together. The flood stood upright as a heap. The depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou the ibis blow with thy wind, the sea covered them, then sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like to the eye, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, among the gods, among the mighty? Who is like the eye, glorious in holiness and idleness, set apartness, fearful, terrible, dreadful in praises and eyes, doing wonders? Me, Kamoka, Ba Elin, Yahuwah, Me, Kamoka, Ne Dara Ba Kodesh, Nora, Tehilota, Ose, Fele, Fele, Fele. Thou stretchest out thine right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou, in thy mercy, has led forth the people, Ha'am. Thou hast redeemed, thou hast guided in thy strength to thy holy, thy island, thy set apart habitation. The people shall hear, be afraid, sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestinia, Philistia, Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan, of Canaan, shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, till the people, Ha'am, pass over. Thou hast purchased, thou, the I, shall bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance. In the place, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, thou hast made for the I to dwell in. The sanctuary, O Adon, Adonai, Adonai, thy hands have established. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall reign for ever and ever. Yahuwah, Yimlok, Le'olam Vaed. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall reign forever, for ever and ever. Yahuwah, Yimlok, Le'olam Vaed. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And Yahuwah and Jehovah, Yahweh, Yahweh, brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, went on dry in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aharon, took a timbrel, a drum, a kabro, in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels, with kabro, thunder bass drums, and with dances. Wa tikach Miriam. And Miriam took, wa tikach Miriam, ha neviya, chota herona etta, hatof, bit yadaha. Vatetzena kol ha-nashim achereha betupim uavim mocholota. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, Miriam, the prophetess, took. Watikach Miriam Hanviya, Chota Aharon, the sister of Aaron, Etta Hatof, Tof took a timbrel, Etta Hatofa, Be Yadaha, in her yad, in her hand, Be Yadaha, Watet Eina, Kola Hanashi, and all the women went out. Achereha, after her, betupim, with timbrels, u'vimocholot, and with dances, u'vimocholot, and with dances, and Miriam answered them, sing y'all, Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. Wata'ana lahema Miriam shiru la Yahuwah. And Miriam sang to them a song. Wata'ana lahema Miriam shiru la Yahuwah. Kia gaoa gaha susa we rokbo ramabayam. Sing y'all to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Shiru la Yahuwah. Sing to Jehovah. Shiru la Yahuwah. Kia gaoa gaha. For he is highly exalted. Kia gaoa gaha. For he is highly exalted. Sus, the horse, with rokbo, and his rider, Ramavayam, have he thrown into the sea. Ramavayam, have he thrown into the sea. Redemption, third item, experience. the fifth stage of the journey. Verse 22. So Moshe, Moses brought Yisrael from the Yam Suf, from the Etara Bahir, from the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Eritrean Sea. And they went out into the Midbar, the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the Midbar, in the wilderness, and found no water. Redemption, third item, experience. The sixth stage of the journey, the sixth stage of the tribe. How bitter becomes sweet. Verse 23. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And Ha'am and the people murmured against Moshe, against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried to Yahweh, to Jehovah, and Yahweh, Jehovah, shewed him a tree. When he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and they are, he proved them, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yahuwah, Eloheka, the I Elohim, true good, true God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put none, no one of these diseases upon thee, I, which I have brought upon the Mitzrayim, upon the Egyptians. Ki ani Yehovah Rofeka, for I be he who be who he be that healeth thee. Ki ani Yehovah Rofeka. And the people murmured. Vayayelonu ha'am. Vayelonu ha'am. And the people murmured al Moshe against Moses Lemor, saying, Ma nishte, what shall we drink? Ma nishte, ma nishte, what shall we drink? What shall we drink?
What shall we drink?
What shall we drink? Why you talk il Yehovah? And he cried to Jehovah. And he cried to Jehovah, why are your rehu Yahweh? Eight. And Jehovah Yahweh showed him a tree. Why are your rehu Yahweh? Eight. Why are Yashalek? Illa Hamayim, Wayimate Kua Hamayim, Shama Samlo Hoka, Ua Mishkota, with Shama Nisahu,
Sahu.
And he cast it into the water. Wayashalek, Illa Hamayim, and the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a hawk. There he made for them a statute. Ua mishpot, and an ordinance or judgment. Ua mishpot. With Sham Misahu, and there he proved them. The Shama Misahu, and there he proved them. And he said, Wayomer, and he said, In Shamoa Tishma'a Likol Yehovah, if thou wilt diligently hearken and hear and hearing to the voice of Yahuwah, Eloheka,
Eloheka,
Vayomer, Vayomer, Im Shamoa, Tishma'a, Likol, Yahuwah, Eloheka, With Ha Yashar, Be Ayanayo, Ha Ise, With Ha Ezanta, Le Mita Otayo, With Shamarta, Kola, Hukayo, Kola, Ha Machela, Asherah, Samti, The Mitzrayim, Lo, Asim Aleka, Ki Ani Yehovah, Rof Eka, And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yahuwah of Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, and will do that which is right in his eyes, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, no one of the diseases upon thee, I, which I have put upon the Mitzrayim. Ki ani Yehovah, for I be Jehovah. Ki ani Yehovah, for I be he who be, who be. Rof Eka, that healeth thee,
Yes, I, and I, here, Melkam and Hood, bless his first day. Yes, I, Shabuah Tov, a strong seven coming forward, here, first day service, coming forward, right now. Sunday service, a.k.a. first day service, starts right now, calling. Yes, I, Shalom, Hamarim, Melkam and Hood, blessed Shabuah, blessed seven, blessed Sabbatical to come. Yes, I.